Hello, this is Darren.
And this is Paige.
And this is
Where's the Lemonade?
Where we talk about what happens when life throws you lemons.
Make some lemonade?
Maybe. Some weeks it's lemon squares.
Yeah, some weeks it's just lemons.
Yeah. On today's episode,
we are going to talk about plane etiquette.
Oh, I need this one. Okay, so this is apropos because I'm actually traveling this week and we're still recording podcasts. This is our first time recording away from each other. This is going to be weird.
This is very weird. This is, yeah, you're not in the same room with me. This
no, has I know.
Not happened before.
So, but we are going to talk about plane etiquette. And you found an interesting article. I don't necessarily agree with everything on there.
I know you don't. That's why I said at the beginning of my little outline that I sent you, it says Darren and Paige might disagree on plane etiquette, and Darren will definitely agree with some of the things on this list that I, from the article I found. So let me tell you why I came up with this.
Yeah, why did you do this?
So we decided that today we would talk about like a current event or, you know, something in the news. And I was struggling with coming up with something. And I was looking on Instagram and there's so many Instagram reels and things like that that talk about the plane. And, you know, this person was so rude sitting next to me and this person did this and this person that. And there's so many, you know, flight attendants out there that will put on their Instagram feed, like, this is the thing. These are the things you should be doing on the plane. And these are the things you should not be doing. So
do all the flight attendants agree?
I don't know about all of them.
No, but the articles that you found, were they all pretty much in agreement?
Yep.
Really?
So
interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, we travel a fair amount. You travel even more than I do. So we are on a lot of planes. And, you know,
I have to tell you one thing before we get started. I really enjoyed traveling during COVID.
Well, I know you
did
not.
There weren't as many people.
Oh, you did.
I did. No, I did. Because there weren't as many people. Everyone was on their best behavior. Everyone wore masks on the airplane. And people that didn't, that were rude, got kicked off. So rude people, gone.
I thought you were going to say you did not like traveling during COVID because there was a lot of families during COVID that traveled, not as many business travelers. Cause you like the business travelers. Cause they're like, they know what they're doing. They're like, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, I do. But that's getting onto the plane.
Yeah.
Right. Like going through security. It drives me crazy when people go, I have to take my shoes off. Yeah. What was that a rule? Well, that's been a rule for 20 years.
It does drive you crazy.
Yeah,
or we get up there and people are like, oh, wait, I have to take out my laptop out of the bag. Or, oh, I can't have my bottle of water. I can't. It drives you crazy. You're just like, seriously, people.
We're not talking about that today, though. We're talking on the plane.
That could be a whole other episode.
Oh absolutely. Absolutely.
Getting through the airport with Darren.
You know what, honey? We will take some video. This is just for our paid customers, right? Our paid listeners.
Paid customers.
Paid listeners. You can check out Darren walking through the airport videos. I know Paige.
Fascinating.
It's fascinating stuff watching you walk through the airport.
He's very fast. The kids are always like, why are we walking so fast through the airport? Oh, too fast.
Okay, so plane etiquette. Let's talk about we're on the plane. We finally made it on the plane.
Yes.
And all right, so what sorts of things did you learn?
Okay, so it says that, and I think this is very controversial, and we'll see how you feel about this.
Okay.
Middle seat gets dibs on the armrest. What do you think?
When I'm traveling with you, absolutely. No, I think that's fair because the person up against the window, they have one all to themselves. I think the person in the middle feels a little scrunched anyway. Because a person on the aisle, they can lean out in the aisle until the cart comes by and knocks them, wakes them up or whatever.
Yeah.
So, no, I agree with that.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I think I agree with that for sure, right? Like, each person on the left and right, they have one and the person's already squeezed in between. So,
yeah,
you know, I agree with that. I agree with that. Okay, so we agree on that one.
We agree on that one. Middle seat gets the armrest.
Okay.
What if there's no middle seat? What if it's a 3-4-3? You have two middle seats. Who gets the armrest?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a hard one. Maybe someone has to go forward, someone goes back. There you go. Problem solved. See, we're solving world problems today.
We are. Oh, so you're saying if there's four.
If there's four in the middle. Seats? Yeah, you know, like on the big airplanes that we take overseas or whatever. Or
yeah, there's two middle seats.
There's two middle seats.
Well, I guess you got to work it out with your neighbor.
You got to work it out. Huh?
Right. You okay, get, the next one.
You get the armrest for half the flight.
There you go. Split it. I like it. I like that.
Okay.
Okay, the next one is stand up to let your neighbors through.
Ooh. Yeah, so, well, this is a no-brainer. Why wouldn't people do that?
I know. Apparently, it's a problem that people just try. They, like, lean back. Do you know what I mean? They try and lean back or like, you know, put their legs against the seat. Sorry, guys, there's no room. Like, you got to stand up unless you're in Comfort Plus.
Well, no, even Comfort Plus, it's hard unless you're in the exit row.
If you're in the exit row, yeah, you don't have to get up. But otherwise, you need to stand up, right? If you're in the, if you're at the window, the two people to your right need to stand up and let you out.
Yeah, no, no, I agree with you there. We have had some funny things happen that way. Sometimes if I'm sitting in the middle and you're up against the window or something, you won't let me get up. You'll just crawl over the top of me because you think it's funny.
I do think it's funny. And then when I come back, I always go, excuse me, sir. And I like sit on your lap.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. People are like, oh my goodness, what is she doing? Yeah.
I always like to cause a scene when I do that. I'm like, excuse me, sir. And I'm like sitting on your lap and rubbing up against you.
Yeah, you should see everyone else on the airplane. All the guys are like going, look at that lucky guy. So,
how do you get that seat?
You know, I do have a story about that that happened once to me. It was very uncomfortable. You know this story, right?
Yeah.
So I was on a commuter jet, just a small one. And so it was two seats on each side. And I sat down in my seat up against the window. And this lady sat down next to me and her two kids sat behind me that were tweenies. They were 10 to 13 years old or something. She was smashed, totally smashed. Drunk as drunk could be. And I spent most of the flight with her head in my lap. She was out cold. And I'm sitting there looking at the flight attendant going, will you do something about this? And she's like, what am I supposed to do? And her kids tried to wake her up several times. It was uncomfortable. Luckily it was only an hour and a half flight. So
that is very uncomfortable.
What do I do? So
you just let her stay in your lap?
I just tried to ignore her. You know, I mean, she was out cold. I felt bad for her kids because obviously she's got a problem. Something was going on in her life.
Right. So. Wow.
But, all right. Next. Let's keep going.
Okay. Keep your belongings to yourself.
All right. What does this mean?
So it means like you don't make sure your stuff stays just in front of you. Like, don't let your shoes, because on some of the planes, there isn't a bar that is like,
oh, under the seat, under the seat.
Yeah, under the seat. You know how sometimes there's a bar that's like, okay, this is clearly my stuff. And this is clearly, sometimes the bar is not there. And so it's saying, you know, keep your stuff under your seat. Don't let your shoes go to the next person. Like, keep your seat in front, you know, all your stuff should be in your seat space, not in anyone else's.
Okay. So even if the person I'm sitting next to is not using the space underneath their seat, that's not my space to sprawl my stuff out.
No way.
No way. Oh, no okay. Way. No, I agree with that one. That one makes sense to me.
Okay, good. Yeah. That's just common sense, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It's this one. Say hello, but read the room. So it says it's always nice to greet your neighbor, but you need to gouge whether they want a conversation.
Gouge? How about gauge?
Gauge? Gouge?
Gouge. You said gouge. That's funny. That you is need funny. To gouge the person next to you. What, are you going to stab them with something?
Gouge their eyes out if they want to talk to you.
Well, you kind of felt that way the other day because you said hi to this lady when we were flying back from seeing the grandkids.
Yep.
Hi to this one lady, and she started talking, and then you just went, plump.
I know. I was like, hi, how are you doing? And I even like, I said, you know, do you live here? Are you heading home? Making some nice, polite conversation. And then she kept going and I'm like, oh no, I have a movie I'm going to watch now. Like, this is my quiet airtime.
But well, sweetie, what if she needed someone to really talk to though? You missed an opportunity.
Missed an opportunity. Yep. So, I don't know what you want me to say to that.
I don't know. This goes into that whole kindness thing though, right?
I think I talk to people more than you do on the
airplane. Oh gosh. I put my headphones on that cover my ears so everyone can see them.
Yes. You don't
and
even
I close my eyes, which yes, says leave me alone.
You don't even say hello to the person sitting next to you. You literally sit down, put your headphones on
and go to sleep.
I usually say hello and, you know, how are you doing? And maybe have a 2-minute conversation. And then, you know, yeah, when she kept trying to talk, I just gave her very short answers and then like slowly put my headphones in.
Okay. So what you're saying is what I do is rude. I need to be more friendly. No, I do. I need to be more.
No, I'm not saying that. It's what it's saying is you need to gauge, not gouge. Don't gouge someone sitting next to you. You need to read the room, right? So if someone sits next to you and you're putting your headphones on, they need to realize that you don't want to have a conversation. So it's saying,
I get that.
Right. So it's saying judge the people sitting next to you.
But it also says say hello. So be nice.
We all need to be nice. Yeah.
Well, that's one of the things I'll do that tomorrow when I fly home.
Okay. Okay. Do that. So maybe just say hello.
And then I'll put my headphones on and say, done. Right. But at least I'll be nice first.
I feel like if you at least say hello, like if they do need to ask you to get out or, do you know what I mean? If there's something that they need, they could at least, they feel comfortable like, okay, well, he already, you know, if you don't say anything to each other the whole flight, it's kind of awkward. Like, do you know what I mean? Like it's
spoken
kind of this.
Spoken from Johnny Shepherd's daughter. I love it.
You got to talk to people and be nice.
Yes, exactly. That's your dad's motto. That was his motto, right? He talked to everybody.
He talked to everybody. But yeah, this is just saying, make sure the person that you're talking to wants to be talked to.
Yeah.
No, right. No. But some people, they have a plan on the airplane, right? They're going to listen to a book. They're going to watch a movie. Like they're like, ooh, this is exciting. It's very quiet. So just, you know.
Okay. You've called me to repentance on that one. I need to be a little bit more kind, not just walk in and go, I don't want to talk to anyone, but say hello.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll work on that. I'll see if I can do that without you there. I doubt
it. Okay. All right, so the next one. Don't recline on short haul flights.
Disagree completely 100%.
I know that you disagree with this. So tell me why you disagree with this.
Because I'm tired and I want to relax. Mm-hmm. I'll get my seat back. If I don't, then I get a sore neck from falling asleep, like, you know, head bob.
So you don't care if the person in front of you puts their seat back?
No.
You don't care at all. And I know that about you. You don't. It doesn't bother you at all.
Nope.
Well, I would say that most people.
I bought a seat that reclines on purpose. I paid for that seat that reclines because not all of them recline the same. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I would say from most of the research that I did, most people disagree with you. They feel like. They said any flights under 5 hours, which it's funny that they came up with that number.
Who came up with that number?
I have no idea, but it said most flights under 5 hours, you should not, unless like there's a little kid, like they said, you need to look. This is what I do. You know this about me. I look and see who's sitting behind me. If it's a little tiny person, then I don't feel bad about reclining. If it's a tall guy like you, if I saw you sitting behind me, I wouldn't recline because I'm like, oh, that'll be a little uncomfortable for him if I recline.
It really isn't, because it doesn't recline that far and the front moves forward when you recline. It actually gives me more leg room when you recline. Yeah. So I totally disagree. I think the research is bogus on this one. Sorry. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. That's basically what I'm saying.
But I do. I always look to see who's sitting behind me before I recline.
You're such a nice person.
I would feel bad if someone didn't want me to recline. But this is a hot topic. Like, people do not, I mean, there's people that like, oh, they reclined and I asked them not to. And so I shook their seat and I hit their seat.
That right there is called assault.
That's mean. That's just being rude.
That's called being mean. Putting my seat back is not being mean. Putting my seat back is saying, I'm exhausted. I've had a long day. I need to relax the best I can on this airplane. The other one's like, you're encroaching in my space. This is, guess what? You didn't buy that space. You should have bought a different seat.
Why don't you say what you really feel, honey?
You know, I'm going to find another article that agrees with me, and I'm going to post that in our pods.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, let's move on. I'll get upset with this one too much.
But it did say that if the flight is longer than 5 hours, then you do have the option of reclining.
You have the option of reclining because there's a recline button on your armrest. I'm serious.
You're so funny. But I see what you're saying. You're saying if somebody reclines in front of you, you're not upset because the chair actually kind of slides slides forward a bit. And not on all the planes, though.
No, some almost all of them. They
really?
Do.
I thought maybe on some just the seat back went back.
Even if that happens, your knees aren't in their back directly. It's down low enough. It doesn't.
Yeah.
Now, if you're the type of person who likes to put your feet on the back of my seat, that's a problem. You know what I mean? Because people have done that, right? Where they're kicking the seat, or little kids kicking the seat. I mean, it's a little kid. I just say, hey, you know, to the parents, I'm trying to sleep. I can't sleep with your kid kicking me every 5 seconds.
Right.
But
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's move on to the next one. This one is funny.
Funny because we just experienced this.
Oh, yes, we did.
So the next one is odorless food only. Now, we were just on a plane last weekend, and we're sitting there.
It was so strong.
We were getting all settled in, and all of a sudden we both look at each other and go, it was fish. Someone had fish on the plane. It was horrible. Like, it was bad. I'm like, you cannot have fish on a plane. Like, you're in this skinny little tube and your food order, you know, your food odor is going nowhere except for, oh, it was bad. And I was looking around to see, I couldn't see even who was doing it, but it was bad.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty bad. Well, it's not just fish. What are the other ones on the category? I think this is funny.
No tuna, no pungent curries.
We could not fly to India because all the food was curry.
Well, in India. Even the food they serve is curry.
It's curry, yeah.
So, but
oozy cheeses? What's an oozy cheese?
I don't know. What does oozy cheese really smell? I don't understand
I think they mean like strong cheeses, like a blue cheese is pretty strong, or some of the other ones. Stinky cheese.
Odorless food.
Oh, great. Now I can't leave my chair back and I can only eat tasteless, odorless food. Great.
That's right. Tasteless, odorless food. That's so funny. So I don't know. I actually kind of agree with that one it was pretty strong. Like, I was literally sitting there holding my nose when whoever got their fish out I was like, oh my goodness.
Oh, so this is another one about odors then, our trip back from Istanbul, from Turkey. You sat next to a guy that hadn't showered in months.
That was probably the worst plane ride I've ever taken. Well, luckily, I took a sleeping pill.
Yeah, so but I was you out. Got super sick afterwards.
I did, but you know what? That might have been worth it. The guy sitting next to me had the worst BO I've ever seen. Like, I was in the middle, and you were on the in the aisle, and you could smell him. Like, it wasn't like
a little. I offered to switch with you, honey.
You did offer to switch with me.
Yeah. But yeah, then it was bad. Halfway through or partway through the flight, he put his arms up over his head.
Yep.
To fall
to go to sleep.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
It was so disgusting. And I was actually getting mad. Like, I was just like, how can you not smell yourself? Like, it, and the stewardess even told me, she's like, I'm so sorry. Do you remember that? He was asleep. Yes. You know what I mean? She goes, I'm so sorry. And yeah. I'm like, so I put a mask on, right? I remember I put a...
Yeah, you did. You put a mask on.
I put a face mask on, which... And I put... Oh, and I had some chapstick that was like mentholatum. So I rubbed that under my nose and in the mask so that maybe I could just smell the mentholatum. But yes, so everyone, this is for everyone listening to this podcast or watching.
Shower before you get on a plane.
Not only shower, put on some deodorant. Maybe leave the perfume off, because sometimes strong perfume, that's even worse. No. Or just as bad as deodorant, is just as bad as BO. But think of others, right? That's what this is. Think of others that are sitting next to you. Take a shower and put on some deodorant. I'm begging you. I'm literally begging you.
Okay, all right, let's go to the next one. All right, now we've been in the plane for a long time, and you're surprised that the plane landed and you have to get off.
This kind of happened on our last plane. Do you remember that? Like, we landed and nobody stood up, which I'm like, okay, is this a new thing? Like, people are just waiting till like a couple rows, but it was weird.
It was. It's like, all right, there's people on the flight that want to get off or have to catch a connection or something like that. And you're just sitting there going, well, oh, I got to get all my stuff together. And so this is get all your stuff together before the plane lands.
Yes, this says we all want to get off the plane. Get your stuff together. It says don't hold everyone else up because you haven't packed your belongings. And the thing is it's one thing to go, you know what, I'm going to take my time. But then people, they stand up and get in the aisle while they're packing everything up. That's rude. If you want to stay in your seat and pack everything up, no problem. Like, if you want to wait.
As long as you're not blocking someone else, right?
Exactly. As long as you're not blocking someone else, if you want to sit there and take your time. But this last plane was so weird. It was like half the plane did that. It was like,
here?
It's my aisle? It was so weird. And people would stand up in the aisle, and then they're putting stuff in their backpack. And I'm like, what is going on?
Were you anxious or something? I remember this, but not as vividly as you do. Maybe you were in a hurry.
You know what? Do you know why? Because I could see it all. You were standing in the aisle where I was still sitting in the seat.
Oh, yeah, you could see.
So I could see that nobody was like moving or doing anything. I was like, what's going on? And then I would see someone and I'd be like, well, maybe they're staying on the plane or maybe they want to get off last. But then it would get to them and then they would stand up in the aisle. Then they would start packing their bag. And I'm like, what's happening right now? It was very weird. So to
now,
me,
we have a funny story about this ourselves.
We do.
So
what's our farting story?
Sometimes in some older airports or airports that have grown really fast, they don't pull the airplane up to a terminal. It's out on the tarmac and they catch a bus. Mm-hmm. And Paige and I were flying back from somewhere. I can't remember. We were exhausted because we'd been in a flight the night before and all that. And we caught this flight to go somewhere. So the plane lands. We fell asleep. and didn't wake up. And the whole aircraft had already disembarked. Everyone was off the plane waiting on the bus, and they were waiting for us. And we didn't know this.
Believe that the flight attendants didn't wake us up. Like, that was kind of crazy.
And then all of a sudden I woke up and saw no one else was on the airplane. I thought I was in a Twilight Zone movie or something. And so then I said, oh, all right, let's get our stuff off and we'll walk off the plane. And we were taking our time getting off. And then
because we're the last people on the plane. Like, we might as well take our time, right? We had no idea there was a bus sitting outside the plane waiting to take us to the terminal. We had no idea.
No idea. There were so many mad people on that bus.
We're like, we step off the plane and we're like, oh. And then and oh my gosh, everyone on the plane is just staring at us and we're like, oh my goodness.
So we've been guilty of this ourselves.
Yeah. I still can't believe, I wonder if the flight attendants didn't know that we were still back there. Like, I wonder if they were like at the front of the plane doing their thing, starting cleanup. Like, because why would they not wake us up? I wonder if they thought the plane was empty.
But they waited for us, so they obviously counted people.
Yeah, so weird.
Yeah, it was weird. All right, so we're guilty of that one a little bit ourselves. So
yes, we are. So once again, it can be frustrating. And it, as a general rule, you should be ready to get off the plane, but be patient with those that don't.
What about helping someone get their luggage down out of the overhead bin to help them out? Is that considered rude? Oh, I'll just grab this for you and set it down for you because that will speed things up. You think people would be mad if I did that?
No. I mean, I don't know, but I think it's awesome to offer to say, do you want me to grab your bag for you? And they can say yes or no.
Okay.
Right?
That's called being nice.
That is being nice. Okay. Now this one is weird too. Wait your turn to exit the plane. We've seen a lot of this lately. Like, this used to not be a thing at all. Everybody went off row by row. Unless, like, sometimes they would say, hey, everyone stay seated. Yes. If you don't have a connection, stay seated so people can get off because we're running late. But that's very few times that happens. But normally, right, row by row you go. We have been on some flights where people, like, they're like running up and they're like pushing past us. And I'm like, are you late? I mean, just if
maybe
you are,
have to go to the bathroom really bad.
Maybe. And I mean, all you have to do is say so. But yeah, because it says you are supposed to wait, right? Row by row, you get off. Don't push ahead. And if you need to, then you need to say something and say, and we have done that.
Yes, we have. Yeah.
We have said our flight is boarding in 20 minutes. In fact, one of our flights recently, we said our flight is boarding in 20 minutes and people were very kind and were like, oh, you guys go. So no,
I think what you mentioned here is communication is going to be key. Talking to people up front in the beginning, especially the flight attendants, and saying, hey, how are you? Are you having a good day? Whatever. And the people next to you and around you. So if there is something that you need, you've already established, I'm somewhat of a decent person because I said hello. Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, I'm a human being like you are. Right? And maybe I need a little help with something when we land. Right.
Yeah. So, but what do you do with people that just like, they don't think that they have to wait. They're just going to push past you. What do you do?
I don't know. What do you do?
Just let it go.
You let it go.
Otherwise,
they're
in a hurry.
Otherwise, you're just wasting your energy.
Yep. Just let it go.
Someone that's having a bad day, or maybe they're just a jerk. Who knows?
Yep. Just let it go. Let it go. Okay. And the last one, just be nice. Right? Just be nice.
You know, there's one that wasn't on here that I was expecting because I've heard this from flight attendants. Some of our friends are flight attendants.
Yeah.
Wear your shoes when you're walking, especially to the bathroom.
Oh,
bathrooms are nasty. Why wouldn't you wear your shoes?
It's disgusting.
This is not your home. Put your shoes on when you walk down the aisles.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't vacuum the whole airplane. They don't vacuum the whole airplane every night.
I was on a flight. I was by myself. You weren't with me. And the guy next, like, not sitting in my row, but across from me, across the aisle, And we were in the very first row. We were in one, you know, I was in like 1A and he was in, you know, 1D.
Uh-huh.
So we had the like bulkhead right in front of us, right? He had his bare feet up on the wall the entire time. That's gross.
That's not cool.
That's gross. Like the entire time he had his bare feet up on the wall. And I'm like, that's disgusting. Put your bare feet down. And it, the one thing it was not on here either is just like people that put their feet, you know what I mean? Like they put it through, they put it on your armrest.
Oh,
so the person behind you.
Yeah, no, that's not good. Yeah, you shouldn't be touching the things in front of you with your feet.
No, that's gross. That's really good. That's rude and that's gross, people. Come on. Or have you seen the like reels of the people with the really long hair and they put the hair, they drape it on the seat behind them? What the heck, people? What in the world? Why would you do that?
I think the key thing around this whole thing is what you said. Just be nice. Considerate of other people and you'll figure it out.
Yes. Be self-aware. But the problem is there's a lot of people that are not self-aware.
Or maybe they're self-aware and it's like, no one can tell me what to do.
Right. So the only thing you can do in this situation is be nice and say, hey, would you mind not letting your long hair hang over my seat so I can't see? So I can't see the movie.
You can start braiding their hair, maybe. He's nice back. Oh, I thought you wanted your hair braided.
Start brushing it.
Brushing it, yeah. All right, our lemonade moment of the week. What you got, sweetie?
Well, I just had a siblings trip with my family. So the four siblings got together with my mom and we went to Disneyland because that's one of her favorite places. And the hard part about it is my mom has a really hard time standing or walking. Her back hurts her so badly. She has a lot of pain in her back. So she can't walk or stand for very long. But she didn't want to be pushed in a wheelchair. So we were really grateful that Disneyland has those electric scooter, right? What are they called? I guess they're called scooters.
Yeah, electric scooter, yeah.
Yeah, that you can rent them for the day. And she drove all around, you know, so that was so great. And so even though the lemons are my mom has a bad back and she has a hard time walking and standing because of the scooter, she was able to get around and she only ran into, she ran into my sister's leg once. And then my brother.
Is that the lemonade part or is that the lemon part?
Obviously that's the lemon part. And she had, my sister, we were like, did you make mom mad? Like, why you must've did something to make mom mad. And then, my brother just, he did it to himself though. He had flip flops on and he he wrecked one of his toenails. But
oh, that's funny.
Yeah, Disneyland was fun. We just went on a couple of rides that my mom likes and just walked
around. Just a bunch of adults going to Disneyland. Wow.
Yep, five adults. It was fun and we just enjoyed their food and people watched and went on a few rides.
Did you guys revert back to your childhood? Did you complain that your feet hurt to your mom and all that stuff that kids do at Disneyland?
No, my feet didn't hurt. I'm smarter now that I'm an adult. I'm much smarter. I wear tennis shoes. When I see people at Disneyland, like these girls, like dressed all cute and they've got like wedges on her heels, I'm like, oh, honey. Oh, sweetheart. Why? Just why? No. Go get your tennies on. If you like today's episode,
give us 5 stars on iTunes, Spotify, Google.
And head to Facebook and like us.
And check out our blog at whereslemonade.org.
Where you can leave questions and comments.
But most of all,
go out and make some lemonade.
You betcha, baby. Mm-hmm.